Now, I want to tell you about the most amazing material in the world. Our lives depend on it. It's usually hidden. It's right there. Now, copper is the most important metal because it has five properties that are unique to copper. Other metals have some of these properties, but only copper has them all. For example, three properties are important for this pipe. First of all, we have safe drinking water because water doesn't leach copper. You can see that this is easily bent, so we can use it to snake around nooks and crannies in the ceiling. And also, copper plays friendly with other metals. For example, this waterproof solder joint is made from the metals tin and antimony. The same three properties also make a trumpet possible. Water, of course, here enters as spit, but it doesn't dissolve the trumpet's metal. You can see it depends on copper's ability to be easily shaped, but most importantly, it relies on copper playing friendly with other metals. This is made from brass, which is a combination or alloy of copper and zinc, and it's what gives the trumpet its unique sound. So, without copper, we would have no safe drinking water, and none of that beautiful brass music. Now, our electronic world also depends on copper. For example, in this radio, I cut the back off so you can see how its printed circuit board depends on three properties of copper. It's made by depositing a thin layer of copper on a piece of plastic. Of course, that uses copper's ability to be shaped easily. And lastly, copper tolerates heat well. So when the radio heats up, it's able to withstand that heat. Now, there's one more thing that depends on all three properties of copper, just like our electronics, and that is an air conditioner. If you take a look over here, you can see the copper coils. These exist because copper can be shaped easily, and because these are what dissipate the heat to the outside world, it makes use of copper's ability to conduct heat. And also, all power cords use copper because it conducts electricity well, and it's very flexible. So, without copper, then, we would have no radio, and also no appliances. Nothing that runs off electricity, no AC, no computers, no lighting. Now, the very last property of copper is that it's 100% recyclable. In fact, 80% of all copper is reused. Hi. I'm in 503 Roger Adams' lab. I have a leak in my ceiling. I've got a tub under it, but if you could get here quickly, I'd appreciate it. But I'll just be here having some coffee. Great. By the way, do you do the recycling too? Oh yeah, I have some copper to recycle. All right, thanks, bye.